Now, does everyone have the right to a summer holiday, even if they don't have the money?
It makes me really sad when I read that 60% of the people living under the level of poverty risk are not in the position to afford at least 1 week for a holiday trip. And also 50% of the single parents in Germany, at least, cannot afford to take holidays. And that's why I said we have to discuss about this aspect of poverty. And I suggested to discuss about a kind of right to holidays for everyone, no matter how high their income is.
So what are you basing this on in terms of what you believe holidays do for a family or for children? You're really aiming at people with families, aren't you?
In Germany, 3 million children are not going on holiday every year. It offers you the possibility to relax. And, you know, just imagine after the summer holiday, all the children coming back to school, and some children can't tell anything. This is an experience I think we have to change.
But what's your evidence that suggests it's only because of financial reasons that families aren't going on holiday? I mean, could there be other reasons why some families don't do this, that they don't prioritise it, they don't think it's important, or they'd rather spend their money on other things, day trips or material goods?
We have to abolish poverty in general, and as long as we haven't achieved this goal, we have to, you know, think about smaller steps to achieve this goal. And, you know, obviously some people can't afford a holiday trip just for economic reasons, just because they are unemployed or have a low income.
The German economy is doing relatively well, certainly better than many others, but and lots of people would say, how can you justify spending money or giving money away for holidays?
And of course, for me, it's important to underline again, the most important goal for my political fight and engagement is I want to abolish poverty in general, so we don't have to discuss the different aspects of poverty.